Bank of Cardiff, this is Julian.
Hi, I got Raymond on the line.
Uh-huh.
Owns a steel plant and says he could use $15,000 to get some equipment.
Okay.
Okay.
Hey, is this Raymond?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hey, Raymond, my name is Julian with Bank of Cardiff. How are you?
Okay.
Good, man. Sounds like you're looking for some equipment financing.
Yeah, I need to buy some roll-off containers.
Some oil containers?
Roll-off containers.
Roll-out containers?
Yes.
Gotcha. Okay, gotcha. And when do you need to buy?
When I get them.
Okay, no particular timeline you
need? There's no real deadline.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Okay, gotcha. Okay, so your name is Raymond. Let me see. What's the name of your business, sir?
Brandywine Recycling.
Brandywine Recycling?
Yes.
Okay. What's the best phone number to reach you at in case we get disconnected?
This one, 484-908-2483.
Okay, 484-908-2483, right?
Yes.
Okay, and then how about email address?
rehooper53@gmail.com.
Okay. rehooper53@gmail.com, right?
Yep. Yes.
Okay, gotcha. And is there, for these this equipment, is it, are you replacing old equipment, or are you expanding, or what's going to be the purpose here?
I have sold, like, when things were really slow and bad, I've sold off some damaged, you know, real damaged cans and worn out cans, so I guess you say I'm trying to add newer ones to the fleet.
Bring them back again? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, gotcha. Let me see. Are you the 100% owner of Brandywine Recycling?
Yes.
Okay. What's the structure?
You have to do it solely under Brandywine
Okay, cool. Is it a sole proprietorship?
No, it's a corporation.
S Corp or C Corp?
I don't know. It's a corporation. The accountant takes care of that part of it.
Oh, yeah, of course. No problem. Maybe like LLC. Does that ring a bell?
No, it's not LLC.
Okay. No problem. Okay. What did you guys do in gross revenue last year?
I'm not even sure. Not even sure. Like, my accountant does that at me. I'm just going to throw a round number out there, maybe 150,000, maybe. It's not much.
No, that's fine. Just like a rough estimate. Okay. 150K. And how long have you been in business, Raymond?
The business has actually been in business since 91, but I took it over from my father in 2010 when he passed away.
2010, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so He operated under Hooper Trucking, but me and him kind of owned Brandywine together. So he was the owner and I was the manager of Brandywine. And then when I took everything over, I just went into operations under Brandywine.
Got it. So you're doing the trucking all under Brandywine as well?
Yeah.
Got it. Okay. That makes it easier, huh?
Yes.
Gotcha. Okay. Have you already looked into, have you inquired with your bank about the equipment financing for the rollout containers or no?
No.
Okay.
No, I'm just stirred up. I got bad credit. I mean, I'm just trying to get back on my feet, you know. I'm in personal bankruptcy. That's why I said it has to be sold through the business.
Yeah, no problem. Are you, when was your bankruptcy settled?
It's not settled. It's filed June 15th.
Gotcha, okay. June 15th. Okay, not a problem. Do you know what year?
Actually, I filed June 15th, and then it got...
Uh-huh.
What do you want to know?
No, go ahead, go ahead. You filed June 15th and then.
I filed June 15th, but then here 2 weeks ago, they threw me out of bankruptcy because I had one piece of property I didn't have homeowners insurance on. Believe that shit?
Oh, no. Okay. Got
So
it.
I had to pay $2,500 to file bankruptcy again.
Oh, man. It's rough. Yeah, I totally understand. We do
Is
have
fucking
programs
rough.
that.
I was actually saving. I was actually saving up to buy a container for a job I was bidding on, you know, and I had the time go out where I was going to just have the cannon time to get the job. It was a really good paying job, but I wound up having to take the money to refile, so I had to pass up on it, you know.
Oh,
I knew it was a
bummer,
job that
man.
was going to pay me. The job itself was going to pay me $1,000 a week, clear.
Oh, jeez.
You
So
know.
sorry to hear that, man. Well, are you so when did
Yeah,
that
it
happen?
happened. What?
Are you still working with that 2 weeks ago? If we get you those roll-up containers like within the next like week or couple weeks or so, can you earn that business back, or did they already like find somebody else?
Well, no, I mean, I have a contract with Mobile Steel, a big giant steel company that I service them. You know, I mean, I'm in here every day, 5 days a week.
Yeah.
It was just another job that I was just trying to get to fill in. I'm running the truck myself. I don't have any employees. I'm doing it all myself now. I used to have somebody doing it, but I can operate it. I can make more money per day operating the truck myself, working smarter, not harder, than I can paying somebody else to do it and me trying to do something else, you know?
Yep. You want something done right, just do it your own.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, I could be paying a driver $200 a day to come out here and make me five or six, but I can go out here and make myself $1,015 a
Yeah.
day and do it myself.
Without having to pay anybody.
Because I'm not worried about, I'm not out here putting the time in. I know time is money, so, you know.
So with these new roll-up containers, what would you kind of forecast? Like what would it do for you as far as like return on investment? Will it allow you to make more money immediately?
Well, I mean, the thing, like I said, what it is in the plan here now, like in this plan here right now, the scrap business is kind of slow, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But, you know, everything's really dragging right now coming up into election. Well, as
Right.
soon as we figure out who the president's going to be, and I hope the fuck it ain't Hillary Clinton, you know,
Same.
but
Yeah.
as soon as we get this ironed out, the steel mill is going to liven up a little bit. I mean, they've already moved a little bit last week because they see that, you know, the decision's pretty much made, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Okay. So potentially, like, say if things go well, how much money will these roll-up containers earn you think? Like on average.
I'm going to say, I mean, how much did you say you guys were going to try to lend me?
You mentioned they threw out the 15K number. Is that about how much they're going to cost?
Okay, well, containers right around 4,000 a piece, so.
Okay. So you're looking for like three or four of them, or?
Well, I mean, I could probably get four of them for 15,000.
Got it. So, but my question is for these roller containers, how much is it going to earn you? It's going to obviously allow your business to make more money, correct?
Well, it's really hard to say. I mean, this
Okay.
you put them on a job, you put them on this job here. I mean, I get paid so much per load. Like some days I haul, four loads in the same container.
Yeah.
You
So
know,
it'll basically give you
some
more
days I
fuel.
won't. Yeah, it just helps keep filling the blanks for the truck. Like somewhere where I might have to sit to wait to get live loaded because I don't have a can sitting there. Then I won't sit there and spend an hour waiting to get loaded. There'll be a can sitting there, it'll be loaded. I just pick it up and go.
Got it. So basically, it'll give you more flexibility, allow you to be more efficient, give you more options and other things. Got it. Okay. Got it. So you mentioned you're going through personal bankruptcy. Any idea of your current FICO score?
My current personal credit score sucks.
Like 500s or
450.
450. Okay. Okay. Cool. So yeah, we do work with credit programs A through D. This is going to go on your business credit. We do still have to take a look at your personal credit because there's certain people that we can't lend to. For example, if you have like an extremely large tax lien or something like that. Do you have any current tax liens right now?
Yeah. I don't think I do on a business name, but okay. I did it. Well, I think they might have just lifted my lien personal because my accountant is working with the IRS to get it straightened out now.
Gotcha. Gotcha. Okay.
I know they just took the tax lien off my property, so.
Okay. If we can just, let me see. If we get you less than 15K, like, could you use a couple Rollout containers instead of four of them? Are you able to get, like, two or three of them? Will that still help you?
Well, four of them is $4,000 more than three of them. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, what are you getting at? Like, in other words, if I could buy two and pay them off, then you'd be happy for the next time, right?
Yeah, no, I'm just wondering if we don't get you approved for the full 15K, if we only get you 10K or something. I'm just trying to figure out if that's still going to help you or not. That's all.
Yeah, well, I mean, no matter how desperate I am, I'm not interested in paying 30%. You know what I'm saying?
No, yeah, no. Like I said, I want to make sure that this, of course. Yeah, no, I would just want to make sure that this is going
to
make sense.
I mean, the interest rate has to be somewhat, respectable, you know what I mean?
Yeah, of course.
Otherwise, I can just, make payments, a couple of places I know, because my family's done business with them for years, I can just say, okay, well, I want to buy a container, and I'm going to give you $500 a month at the table, And then when I just give them, the money, then when I get one can paid for, then they'll give it to me,
Nice. Okay. So they're, like, pretty flexible, worst case scenario. So, like, say, if we can't...
Well, not with most people, but, even though they know I'm having hard times, they know my work's good,
Right, because you've worked with them before, right? So.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. So just, worst case scenario, if we can't approve it, you definitely have other options, right?
Yep.
Okay, cool.
There's always other options, bro.
Oh, yeah. It's always something. Gotcha. Okay. Mm-hmm. So how long have you been working with these vendors for that you buy the rollout equipment?
Well, my family's been in the rollout business since 1974. Three quarters of these rollout vendors ain't the same owners anymore,
Yeah, I see. Okay.
My family's been in business since 58. My dad started the business.
That's awesome. Yeah, you guys been around for a while.
This contract that I'm working on, we've had since 1980. My dad got this contract here at Marble Steel in 1980.
Is that like a government contract or a private?
No, it's private.
Cool. That's awesome. So you've been around for so long, you really don't have to advertise or anything anymore, right? I mean, everybody knows who you are in your area, right?
Well, in other words, I'm not really working with them. In other words, I buy scrap metal at my yard. Burning one recycling, buy scrap, junk cars, trucks, washers, dryers, brass, copper, across the scale at our own little yard,
Yeah.
But what I do with the roll-off, I'm not doing it really for the public. I'm doing it for the industrial,
Got it. So where are you looking?
Every account I have is pretty much an industrial account. Huh?
Where are you guys located, by the way?
Barringer Road, Brandemore, Honeybrook, PA.
I'm sorry, one more
time. Where are you from?
Oh, I'm in San Diego.
Barringer Road, Brandemore, Honeybrook, PA.
Brandemore, okay, gotcha.
Where are you out of?
I'm in the San Diego office here on the West Coast.
Okay, I ain't never been out there.
Yeah. PA. Yeah, we do we do business in all 50 states, though. We have customers everywhere. So, do you have any loans out there?
I thought I actually had something.
Sorry, go ahead.
I have one company I closed up in 2014. I owe $3,750 on a road tractor that I have financed through Truck Lease, I think it's called.
Okay.
Yeah, and that's a different company name.
Okay, gotcha.
The company I closed up in 2014.
And that was for equipment financing?
Yeah, it's a tractor. I paid $25,000 for it plus interest, and I owe $37.50 on it.
Gotcha. Okay. Do you have any other?
They put a judgment against me, so it's involved in my bankruptcy.
Yeah, got it. So that'll probably go away. Okay. Let's see here. Do you have any other business loans out right now?
No.
No, okay.
Nope.
Okay, cool.
Nope, I own the property free and clear. And I'm not doing the Chapter 7, I'm doing 13, so everybody's getting paid.
Gotcha. Okay. So just to kind of tell you a little bit about how these programs work, we can typically get you an approval within 24 hours once we receive all the paperwork. We make it pretty quick, easy process. It's a one-page credit application. We look at 6 months of your most recent business bank statements because these programs are based on the cash flow of your business. There's a lot less weight put on your credit score and more just on the business directly. And then we look at your previous year's tax return. What was that?
Yeah, they're not even done. So the tax returns aren't even done.
That's fine. Do you have 2014 taxes?
That's one of the things. No.
Do you have
all that is filed up. That's why my accountant's working on them.
Got it.
I could see what she has ready.
Yeah, whatever latest tax return you guys have, if you have like 2014 or 2013, we can try to work with that as well. Really?
Yeah, well, I bought them not really bad there for a couple of years, and I didn't even couldn't even afford to pay the accountant. And it was just because I had a bad person in the office and really got things messed up. But we're coming back pretty damn quick. And
somebody,
there's a lot of my revenue didn't make it to the bank.
Oh man, did you have somebody embezzling or something? Or
yeah.
Oh man, that hurts.
I can't really elaborate right now, but
no, I understand. It's okay. Well, hey, I'm gonna.
That's what I'm saying. My last 6 months, I'm gonna look that good, but the past 3 or 4 are gonna look much better anyway.
Yeah, no, that's fine. We look at everything. We look at the big picture, and if you've been in business for a long time, that definitely helps the file. Even if you have weak credit and there's issues with your bank and stuff like that, have you had a lot of like negative days in your bank accounts in the last 6 months?
I'm gonna say anything past the past 3 months, yeah, but the past 3 months has been good, you know.
Okay, cool. Okay, so there's definitely some hope here.
Well, what I wanted to ask is, what do you guys look to do? ACH payment once a week, or?
Yeah, there's a couple different options. There's daily, weekly, or monthly. It really just kind of depends what you get approved for.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's flexible. There's some options. Usually it'll be like a fixed payment, and we'll just approve you for the longest term possible. And if you want something shorter, we can kind of work backwards. A lot of these programs are pretty like customizable. And open to whatever kind of works best for you, you know? So, like, say, for example, if we approve you for 12 months and you only want 6 months because you want to pay it off sooner and save more money on interest, things like that, we can definitely do that for you. So, yeah, it's a one-page credit application, 6 months.
We get paid.
Go ahead.
We get paid once a week ACH. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
As long as there's been no facts in the billing, it's pretty regular payment, you know what I mean? But that's what I just had one of the issues with is my so-called best friend that was working in my office, Dad was sending bills out with mistakes on them, and these large companies, if you don't dot the fucking I and cross the T, they don't pay you.
Yeah.
So my girlfriend decided to, I was saying, like, why am I not getting paid? Why am I not getting paid,
Yeah.
We ain't missed a week's work at this place since 1980, you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
Now how do I go 3 weeks without getting paid, right?
Yeah.
So we finally got to checking into it, and my girlfriend had found, like, $36,000 over a period of two years and a month that had been missed. In other words, not straight through, but, like, missed different invoices here and there, just didn't get paid.
Oh, man.
But the secretary wasn't following up with it. And in other words, when the way this big-ass company works, they don't have an accounts payable person.
Uh-huh.
When you send your invoices in, the person that opens the mail enters them into what they call a department approval payment system.
Mm-hmm.
So every bill that gets sent in goes against the department of where the work was done, and then everybody has to approve that that bill matches what they approved.
Right.
And then it gets fed to almost like a scanner, like you would do to send somebody a document.
Right.
Well, that scanner don't pick up your invoice number. No one goes back to check to see if that bill got entered in the pay system.
Yeah.
So if you and your office don't follow up with what they call the pipeline and look to see if your invoices numbers are popping up there every week, then you have to resubmit the bill.
Oh, jeez. I can imagine so many issues with that already.
Well, what do you think their excuse was why I had so many that weren't paid? Their excuse was because my invoice did not say invoice in front of the invoice number.
Oh, my gosh. So that's what you mean by cross your T's and dot your I's. Everything's got to be perfect, right?
Well, the point is I was like, well, okay, just using round figures. Okay, you paid $160,000 worth of the billing this year, but you say because of these same bills didn't have invoice written on them, you know, this $28,000 this year didn't get paid because it didn't have invoice written on it.
That is
okay, try again. You know what I'm saying?
That is crazy. I can't believe that. I mean, I believe you, but that's insane.
Yeah, I mean, so at first, when we go back and say, okay, well, you owe us $36,000 over the 2 years and a month into the last quarter of the third year, they're like, oh, well, we won't pay anything until we're a year old.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow.
Oh, really? Hold on a minute. I'm stopping service. I stopped the whole service and the whole fucking plant. I'm doing nothing until you guys figure out how to get me fucking paid.
Jeez. How do they get away with that? That sounds criminal.
Well, if they didn't, they fucking banned me.
Yeah. But you imagine they might get away with that with some other businesses, you know what I mean?
Well, I mean, I don't know. I mean, the statute of limitations is 7 years.
Yeah.
I mean, you can railroad somebody from under the area for up to 7 years.
Yeah. Man, that's insane. Just looking at the file here.
Well, I got one for you. This is totally something totally different. I lent a girl I was dating a vehicle.
Mm-hmm.
She refused to return it once I realized that she was just using me.
Mm-hmm.
I turned it over to the police and reported it, that I lent it to her and she refused to bring it back. Now, that's not a stolen vehicle, but it's just worded differently. You know what I mean?
Right.
Okay. Now, she's been pulled over all kinds of times in this vehicle with this thing written down that, you know, she refused to return the vehicle, the tag's still on my name,
mm-hmm.
blah, 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 you know, the whole nine yards. Been pulled over numerous times, and she's a really hot chick. But you know what? Every fucking cop that pulled her over let her go.
Wow. How'd you end up getting it back?
Well, now since I finally got the vehicle back, well, actually, it's in impound now. They got it last Thursday night.
Mm-hmm.
And then they arrested her because she tried to give them a false name.
Oh, my gosh.
But the point was, they had a picture of her with the tag number saying this vehicle does no longer have permission, this person no longer has permission to have this vehicle.
Right.
You know, call owner or impound, you know, until contact them or whatever. Anyway, so the cop come to see me last night and was telling me that she had been pulled over 13 times since this vehicle was placed on the hot list because the tags expired and the inspections expired. And he said that he's looking back over, she got no citations from any one of these cops.
Wow.
No insurance, illegal tags, illegal inspection.
And they let her go every time.
Let her go every time.
That is unbelievable. Man.
So there's a database now, and I don't know if all states have it, but like if you enter the tag number in, once it's been reported, you know, like stolen or APV on or whatever,
right?
You enter that tag number in the police computer. It every police car that vehicle has passed will snap a picture of a tag in the vehicle.
Yeah.
Right? So he showed me 77 pictures of my Blazer with that tag by other police cars, and not a fucking one of them went after it.
Oh, my God. Does your local police department have a lot of issues like that? Like, are they, like, known for being, like, corrupt?
Well, I mean, she really wasn't in my local police department. She was in the surrounding area. She really wasn't in my actual local police department. But, he was pissed because, this is a really decent cop here, you know, and he goes above and beyond, you know, telling me and showing me, you know, he's really educated, you know what I mean? Yeah. He's not only a local police officer, he's also a Pennsylvania State SWAT, you know, so, I mean, he knows it all, you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. Oh, man. So
he's a cool dude to have a buddy with, man. He's military commando, sniper, Green Beret, you know. Yeah.
That's impressive.
He's a bad little dude.
So he's on top of his stuff, but
everybody
else is not. Oh, man.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
What a pain. Yeah, so
he was sitting there telling me, my township has no actual stores in it. It has no stores.
Uh-huh.
It has businesses, but it has no grocery store, no convenience store, right?
Right.
And he was actually telling me, but it has a few trailer parks in it, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he was telling me about, he's like, there was two raid cases in our township last week alone. I was like, are you fucking kidding me?
Jeez.
And then he says, it was like, you know, four child molestation cases, you know what I mean? I was like, oh my God. I was like, I'd kill that motherfucker, you know what I mean?
Oh,
that's
man.
That's something I cannot stand, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And the rape thing with the women anymore, you can't be sure whether that's fucking real.
Mm-hmm.
But you can't. The little kid thing, it's on, you know what I mean?
Jeez.
You know?
Oh, man. So, anyway, that cop must have been just as frustrated as you were.
Oh, yeah, yeah. The children thing and the rape stuff is not his specialty.
Right.
The next cop, which I presume to be an absolute asshole because he's so ignorant all the time and you got to deal with him, he just told me this last night. That's all he does is investigate that shit. I said, okay, you know, I give the guy kudos, and I'm sorry for, you know, jumping him for being a dickhead, you know, because, you know what, if I had to deal with that day in and day out, I would be cold and callous and wouldn't have any emotion, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I know, your view becomes jaded a little bit after a while for when you're doing stuff like that.
Yeah, you ain't kidding, man. I mean,
yeah.
I've always been one to help a lot